pick a window.
You are about to listen to I Told You So, the world's greatest relationship podcast, hosted by Tiffany and Jeff, two people in the healthiest relationship of all time.
Join our power couple as we explore the ups and downs of love, offering you the tools you need to navigate the relationship scene with charm, humor, and grace.
Welcome to I Told You So, where love is our business
and laughter is our secret weapon.
So you were asking a minute ago if we ever get into argument.
Yeah. Have we this week?
No. There's one brewing.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but no, we don't get into arguments, you and I.
We have. Let's say we've never
okay,
gotten.
Okay, no, we've had three.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this morning, you drank the rest of the creamer. And so I only get to have one cup of coffee.
Okay, but did you... I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Did you not think I was going to have coffee?
I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I would have opened the other one.
Well, I mean, this is not a thing. I'm really just making a joke.
But here we are talking about it.
Yeah, that's all. Somebody in this house drinks coffee every day.
I've been drinking coffee every day.
So for like a week. I've been doing this for 35 years.
That's a month. That's enough to make a habit.
35 years habit. Is my habit.
I just
Your
formed
habit
a habit.
Your habit is 3 weeks old.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
That's fair. I'll go to the store because you need more sugar.
I know. I think I turned off the Amazon auto ship on the Equal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Hi, everybody. It's Jeff and...
Tiffany.
It's good to see you guys, or talk to you, or... There's some way I'm supposed to say that, and I don't know what it is, because for some reason we're recording first thing in the morning, and I am still asleep.
I like it.
I know you do.
It's better. Who knew I would be a morning person?
Not me. Not me at all.
I used to really struggle with mornings.
Yes. Yes.
I think I was in my job for at least 2 years... before I could even wake up in the mornings. It was awful.
That's true. You used to be a little grumpy in the morning.
Oh, terribly.
But you're not. So we're still on zero responses for interview requests because it's different and we're still trying to define the show, I believe.
Yeah.
You know? And so as I said at the end of the Left show on Monday, was that this show is going to kind of evolve into something different than it is now, but that for right now, we're going to still do discussions and we're going to still do answering questions and offering advice to people who never asked us for it. You know, as we get older and the more episodes we do, the easier it'll be to get people to join us and talk with us and open up because... Yeah. Right now, we have no history.
Right.
And the history that we do have is 600 episodes of the politics show.
Yeah.
And 500 episodes of a comic book show. So when you're like, hey, come talk on our thing, people are like, yeah, I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. So now I believe that what we're building is content that'll help us grow the show into what I believe will be the ultimate awesome.
The ultimate awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, right now, I think this is pretty good. We got some good feedback on the first show, and I'm happy about that. And if you want to leave feedback or you want to pop over to like iTunes or Spotify or whatever and leave a review for any of the shows.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. If you just want to go over to theleftshow.com at this point and comment on the show, let us know. You can do it on Facebook. I got a couple of personal texts, you know.
So, or questions.
Definitely need questions.
Yeah. Ask us some questions.
Yeah.
I think we'd answer almost anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, I mean, all of social media is there for you guys to communicate with us. Once I get the website up, we'll have a dedicated email address. We just don't have that now.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi, how was your week?
It was good.
Yeah?
I'm trying to think of the week. It was good.
Yeah. Anything important happen during the week?
No, I got to see my mom for a little bit. That was nice.
No, nothing. Nothing important happened the whole week.
What?
Thursday?
Oh my God, it was your birthday. Oh, we're fighting again. God damn it. Yeah, it was your birthday.
It was.
How was your birthday?
It was weird.
Was it?
I got up in the morning and felt loved. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I went to work and did not feel as loved. And then was at work. And then we went to...
You got some love at work.
I did on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Taylor from The Left Show brought me lunch.
Mm-hmm. That was so nice.
There's a deli place over kind of in the Rose Park area called Groves. And when you order a sandwich at Groves, they make it on an entire loaf of French bread.
What?
It's about this big.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're huge. And so that's what
Taylor brought
you? She brought me a Groves roast beef sandwich.
She's the best.
She really is. And so, you know, I ate that on Wednesday, and then I ate the rest of it on Friday, because on Thursday I forgot it was in the fridge. And
that's a nice surprise.
It was very nice. It was lovely. I had a whole bunch of people on Facebook say nice stuff. We went out to dinner with my mom. You were there on time.
And, yes.
Brinley was there on time. Mom, I watched her walk in as I pulled in.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And then my two kids were 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
Yes.
It happens.
It's like a cuddle. You know. And I don't want to get into the reasons why yet. I am sure that we will talk about the dark specter in my life, our lives, at some point on the show. But right now, I'm just not there yet.
Okay. The food was good.
Yeah, we went to Mod Pizza down in Fort Union.
Yeah.
They have what they call a personal pizza, which is a tiny little thing, and then they have their large pizza, which is a tiny little thing,
I believe
is a personal pizza.
I do too.
Yeah, I love Mod Pizza. It's fantastic. And I asked the guy to fuck me up with mushrooms.
He really did. And I was looking at that pizza and I'm like, good hell.
There, a million years ago, when we were down in Pleasant Grove still, a young lady that I had feelings for, we had dated briefly.
Yes, please tell me more.
Oh, no. I was 16. I mean, you know, shit happens, babe. We both had a life. Weren't you married twice before you met me?
I've been married a couple times.
But let's all get bent about somebody that I knew when I was 16.
I was not bent.
So, anyway, we had dated briefly. And this is... I have very few regrets in my life. And I have very little shame saved up. But when this young lady went out of town for the summer to Germany... And remember, this was mail, and so you would put something in the mail and it would take a month to get to Germany and then back.
My gosh.
And so there was no communication. We didn't have cell phones. You know, it's at that point to call from Pleasant Grove to Salt Lake City cost almost $1 a minute. You know,
it's wild.
It was just so I made it 11 weeks before I did something stupid.
11 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and she was gone 14 weeks.
Oh.
And I just couldn't make it because I was 16 and stupid, you know? And so I cheated on her with this other girl. And I've always felt bad about that. That was really dumb. I didn't need to.
Yeah.
You know? The weird thing is that I am now 30 years removed from that.
30
better friends with the girl I cheated with than the girl I cheated on, you know. Anyway, so the point of the story is she worked at a pizza place just down the street from JC's house. And so we used to go in and get the triple fungus, and triple fungus was not on the menu. What it was I'd come in and she's like, you want a pizza? I'd be like, yes please. And she would just fuck me up with mushrooms. The problem was with that particular pizza place is that the mushrooms that they use were all canned. They were the ones that store
slimy
in water. Yeah. which I don't mind. I think they're fine if you prepare them right.
Yeah, baked.
But just pouring them on a pizza and cooking it, they're just a little weird. But she was there, and I still had feelings for her, and I was still head over heels for her. And so I would go in for these triple fungus pizzas all the time. And so there was a bit of a reminiscence at the flavor of mostly mushrooms with a little hot cheese the other night that made me feel bad about myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. I feel bad about that. It was stupid.
Do you keep in contact with her? Are you friends on Facebook?
Friends on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. With both of them.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both spectacular. They're both wonderful. They're both, you know, smart and, yeah, and fun and dynamic in their own way. And, you know, but I was 16. You do dumb stuff when you're
so
young.
So dumb.
Really dumb. Because you're not mentally prepared to handle such things.
I got married.
Yeah. You did.
17.
It's nuts.
Yep.
It's still nuts to me.
I know. It is. My life would have been so different, but here we are.
Yep. Yeah. When you got married, you were inappropriately aged for me.
I very much was.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you inappropriately aged for your husband at the time?
Yes.
Well? Okay. Just making sure. So, I found a list.
Uh-huh.
And to the listener, I apologize. We're going to do some lists here for a couple of weeks. But these are lists that I'm hoping will prompt stories and examples and sort of the reason that we're here in the first place, other than the fact that I like to listen to you talk.
Sure.
Right? Healthy relationships, which I do believe that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you were saying, you were like, did we argue this week? And I'm like, we haven't argued this year.
No.
You know?
They're so annoying.
We're very annoying. And I mean, we've had some tension.
Yeah.
But that's because
I drank all your creamer.
You drank all my creamer.
Fuck.
You know? That's a betrayal that's going to sting for a long time.
I have to go to Smith's today.
Yeah. So anyway, I found this list, and the list is the 6 healthy relationship habits that most people think are toxic. So I kind of go through this and we can give examples.
Okay.
That we want. The first one is ongoing, and it's something that we're doing,
mm-hmm,
and continuing to do because of me. And that is letting some conflicts go unresolved. And the thing with this one is, I think from my point of view, it's not that it's unresolvable, it's that there are other people involved that will not let it come to a resolve.
Ah.
So you look at like the situation, which again we will cover in later shows, with my ex, you know, mm-hmm, and her behavior that is a problem you and I have,
mm-hmm,
that I can't resolve because the other person in it, you know,
right, yeah,
refuses to make that resolve. And so that does cause tension between us,
mm-hmm,
just because there's a certain fix it and an I don't know how,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Challenging for sure.
Yeah.
Has been. I think of this letting some conflicts go unresolved as the little things. For example, the dishes. If I have done the dishes and I come in and there's dishes in the sink and I'm annoyed because they could be just put right into the dishwasher. And I think, do I say something because I'm upset? But really, how it takes 30 seconds. Like, it takes such a small amount of time to just put the dishes into the dishwasher. Yeah. Why would I bring it up and make a thing out of it?
Honestly, I think you have grounds to complain there. As a person who probably used to do dishes the least and now does them second least, you know, you clean up around here more than I do. So you have every reason in the world to be upset or annoyed, you know, hell, even mad.
Maybe, but it's not worth it to me. Like, it really, I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah.
And so if I think, If I talk to you about it, how long is that going to be? We're going to take 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to be angry, pissed off.
Yeah.
for me to just put the dishes into the dishwasher is seriously like a couple minutes, if that. I can listen to one song on Amazon and be done with the dishes. No sure. big deal. Move on.
I've got a trigger with that when I come in and there's dishes in the sink. Mm-hmm. And I open the dishwasher and it's full of dishes I put in there. Mm-hmm. And so I don't mind doing them. I still want to do them twice in a row. It's silly and it's and it's juvenile and it's weird and it's probably got a lot to do with my ADD. But basically, it's like if my dishes are in the dishwasher and there's dishes to be done, I don't want to do them because I just did them.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a day in between and it's somebody else's dishes that are clean and need to be put away, I don't have a tenth of the reaction that I do. And it's unfair to everybody because I don't habitually do it. I am not that guy. I hate doing dishes.
Yeah.
You know, more than anything, I hate putting the clean ones away. I don't know why. That's the easiest part. Blip, 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 you're done.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Don't know why. I know when I make my coffee in the morning and I put in my three equals mm-hmm. from their little paper packets, and then I bindle those up and just kind of drop them
crumple
in the cupboard
them up. Yeah.
Until there's a little pile, and then I throw the pile away mm-hmm. because the trash can's clear over on the other side of the room. I don't want to walk over there, walk back, walk over here, walk back.
Such a long walk.
No, I do the thing, I do the thing, I do the thing, and then I walk out. And it's all in one direction.
Yeah.
You know, and then at night, I clean up my mess every couple weeks.
Okay.
You know, but that's it. It's in the morning. All I want to do is get that coffee in me.
Yeah.
My two cups of coffee that I have every day for 30 plus years.
Or one.
Today it's one. I'm not drinking that flavored shit.
You can't.
It's nasty. Well, it doesn't have real nuts in it. I could drink it. I just don't think it tastes good.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you know, once upon a time before we were all evolved and stuff, I used to tease Sergeant Jake for drinking flavored creamer in his coffee, you know, and that was wrong of me, but it's still fun to tease him.
It is.
And there's not a lot to tease him about. So, all right. Number two, be willing to hurt each other's feelings. Now, the example that the author gives is that they think that their wife spends too much time mm-hmm. putting on makeup because they're so pretty naturally. Mm-hmm. I have felt that before. I'm not going to bring it up.
Did
it's
I took
thing.
Too long?
It's just all makeup seems too long to me. It just seems like such a hassle.
My makeup routine is literally like 30 seconds. It's so fast.
Well, yeah, you're quick.
I'm so fast.
And it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 seconds.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's all.
Girl
it's,
math.
It's like, well, I mean, it's the same way I feel about girl shoes. They're stupid. You know, or girl pants with no pockets.
No
dresses
pockets.
Dresses with no pockets. It's stupid. Why do we do that to you? And seriously, you guys control so much consumer capital that there has got to be a trigger to make a change for that, because there are companies making dresses with pockets.
Yeah.
There are shoes that are actually good for your feet.
Yeah, but they're not cute.
There you go. They just need to be. And so, I mean, that's, how do I hurt your feelings? I don't know. Not with our relationship, but
I have one.
Yeah, what's that?
You were brutally honest to me once, and then I know now that, like, I can ask you your opinion and you'll tell me.
True.
Because you once told me, and we weren't even together. You once told me that it looked like I was doing, it was wash day.
It was laundry day.
It was laundry day because of what I was wearing.
You were wearing colors that didn't go together.
They did. They were blue.
Okay, they were two different kinds of blue.
I think one was a gray blue
and one was a navy blue.
It was a royal blue.
Yeah, they did not belong together at all.
But it was my James Taylor shirt.
It was a great shirt. It was great shorts. They just needed to be in different outfits.
Yeah, well, there you go. He'll tell me.
Which is weird because I wear black tops and jeans 90% of the time. If I'm not wearing jeans, I'm wearing cargo pants, you know, and a black top. I got it all dialed in.
I need to buy you more colorful shirts, because anytime I buy you t-shirts, I always get black.
That's all I want.
Oh, you do want black?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have some dark blue shirts. I don't wear them very often.
You don't?
I have some very light colored shirts, and I don't wear them at all.
Yeah, you have bright, you have like a yellow and a green.
I got a green, couple green ones, a couple yellow ones, a white one. I don't much care. I just like black shirts.
That blue makes your eyes pop.
I'll wear it for you. But otherwise, I don't often care for the color. I have a gray one, athletic gray, that weird kind of multicolored gray, athletic shirt kind of one, the Super Friends shirt. I'll wear that from time to time. But for some reason, I just feel comfortable and hidden wearing a black shirt.
Well, you have a new black shirt.
I do somewhere.
We don't know where. Get it today.
Okay. But I mean, that's really it. Is it's like sometimes you're going to make a criticism. Sometimes you're going to ask for a favor. You know, sometimes you're going to say, I have a problem. And that statement is going to hurt somebody's feelings. And sometimes for the health of the relationship, you still need to be honest. You know, you've hurt my feelings a few times.
Yeah, I think for me, this shows up more as I'm having feelings and I need to share them. They're not like directed at you or anything you specifically did, but they're really uncomfortable to admit and share, but I have to.
Yeah. The example the author gives is basically men tend to lie when asked a question that could hurt someone's feelings. Mm-hmm. I do that. I've done that my whole life. It started off with, you know, there was a certain amount, not a heavy amount, you know, of physical violence when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I knew when I was coming up that kids got spanked. We just did. Mm-hmm. You know, the difference is that in my personal recollections, this particular parent unit, I'm not going to call them out,
right?
But it wasn't my dad. So used to use tools, you know, spoons, sticks, belts, you know, just one temper tantrum after another. And you learned really quick that, like, I tried really hard with my kids that if they fucked up and they came and they owned it and they knew why, you know, ever it happened or what they'd done, etc., you know, the consequences would be lighter if they came and they told the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't be grounded for 2 weeks, you'd be grounded for a few days. You know, I'd only take away one thing instead of two things or three things, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And in our house, it was lie or get beat, you know. And that stuck with me. That stuck with me through some relationships where it would just be the dumbest shit, you know? Like, did you stop for fast food today? No.
Yeah.
Because you could tell by the tone that there's going to be an argument if I did.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, that felt harmless at the time. And it wasn't. You know, it's one of the things I know, especially with you know, my marriage, was me lying to stay out of trouble to avoid an explosion of emotion that always seemed to be more than the situation called for. And it was wrong. And I should have just fucking opened up and just been brutally honest. And then the relationship wouldn't have lasted near as long and everybody would have been much happier on the other way out. You know, I have to own a lot of that. But being able to hurt someone's feelings, not because you want to hurt their feelings, but because you want to get to a truth.
Right. You want to get to a better spot.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't just say something douchey and think that that's going to make everything nice.
I think the difference for me is that I care so much about our relationship and, mm-hmm. and us that I'm willing to share those things because it matters to me.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's very important. And I love that you feel that way. Mm-hmm. Sorry. You quit talking and I had a mouthful of water. Being willing to end it.
Ugh.
You've done this twice.
I know.
You know?
Not out of out of I'm so angry, I'm going to just walk away. It wasn't like a temper tantrum. It was really difficult. And yeah. It was like a conversation of this doesn't work for me. If this can't change, I can't continue in this relationship because it's not healthy for me.
Yeah. Well,
sucks.
Without calling anybody out, you didn't really have the healthiest of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Neither did I.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it almost involuntarily. Because I was trying to salvage some sort of a friendship out of the relationship.
Us?
No.
Oh, okay.
My marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that, at the time, seemed very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Was to leave amicable, to leave on friendly terms. And they kept being not friendly, and so I kept sticking around. And, you know, trying this way, and trying that way, and saying this, and saying that. And it just kept not working, kept not working, kept not working. And then just one day, a certain behavior, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm out. I gotta go. You know, I can't be here anymore. This is toxic and poisonous, and it's just the two of us fucking fighting all the time. So, you know, and was that the right thing to do? Absolutely. Did it have a shitload of consequences attached to it? Yes, it did. But I am still so much better off.
Yeah.
You know, for all of the other problems. And as we go back to number two, those problems continue to this day, years later, because why not? But that's really just it, is it's like you gotta get to a point where you're either getting what you need or you're not.
Yeah.
And if the getting what you need isn't coming and refuses to, you know, I think we talked about it with a relationship last week.
Yeah, last week.
And the thing, when that was basically like, you're getting hosed. Go find somebody that gives a shit.
It's so hard to walk away from a relationship. And I only know this because of when I talked to you about this with us. To walk away from something and someone who you love so much and that you're happy with, you know, it's not like we had a fight or, I don't know, it was just outside forces.
I'm not walking away if I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know? I'm walking away if I'm miserable. I mean, it's one of the nice things about being an atheist is just the sense of finality. And and I say nice things, but it kind of freaks me out a little bit. Is it's like, I don't believe in an afterlife. I don't buy into that. You know, if you behave and are bored, you know, and all of that, then when you die, you get all these wonderful prizes.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just it, is it's like, if there's misery, fuck off. It's time to go, you know?
I
haven't lived that advice, but I give that advice.
Well, I think sometimes you do have to walk away from a relationship where you're in love with a person and you're still happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have, like, we are happy, and I would have walked away if I needed to. Because of outside reasons, not us, okay. Not you.
All right. Like, what outside reason so I can hunt it? And rid me.
Well,
of
I you know what I'm talking about. Why?
I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm so
when
lost.
When I said this isn't going to work for me.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And it's still an evolving process.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not like it's fixed.
All right, number four. Feeling attraction for people outside of the relationship. Here's the thing. You,
Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey? Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey. That's good for me because he's the tubby one.
Yeah.
And with the beard. You are like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You work for me. I look at you and I go, yes! And I'm very happy. But there are other pretty people in the world, you know?
Yes, there are.
There are. And being able to acknowledge that, I think, is okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on the way you acknowledge it, obviously, but I obviously have an unhealthy attraction to Katie Sackhoff.
Right.
Not a stalkerish, just I see her picture and I go, oh,
aww.
You know, that's all. And sometimes I go out of my way to find pictures.
Yes, you do.
I do.
We have a cutout. We have a cardboard cutout of Katie Sackhoff.
Well, I can't which anymore because you destroyed it by making the dogs afraid of it, so I can't even pull her out of the closet.
I know.
But
didn't do that on purpose, but that was a great idea.
I think you did. Especially when they freaked out and you kept doing it and laughing and laughing. No, but it's I mean, there are people that enter in and out of our daily lives that are attractive, and we can notice that and mention it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, granted, I don't really have it at work as much as you do.
Have what at work?
Attractions.
Oh, I don't.
I have Braxton. And while I love Braxton to the itty bitty little pieces, you know, Braxton's not my type. He's just not. I'm more of a Chris Hemsworth guy.
Yeah.
That's all. You know.
I don't feel a lot of attraction. I can say somebody is good looking, but I don't feel a lot of attraction towards people until I know them better.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't swoon.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You don't want me to say who, but who? You do.
Who?
I can't. We're recording, honey. Oh. I can't whisper it, but I'm not going to say it out loud because you don't want this person to know.
Oh, I know exactly who now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just really it. Is it's and sometimes you have pointed out a pretty lady for me. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have pointed out a pretty lady for you.
A good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. I'm not very often going to point at a guy and go, "What do you think of that, babe?"
I know. Because
that threatens me.
You're right. It's usually women that we talk about.
Yeah. And that is my fault. Because I'm the one with a hang up.
It's kind of my fault too.
Is it? Well, you did tell me I was your last man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel honored and privileged to be here. I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't date another man. I would only date women from here on out.
Yeah. Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I am what I am. I'm an older cis white guy. You know? So weird porn aside.
Oh God.
Let it go. We don't want to talk about that yet. We got a whole pornography session coming up here in about 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it then. No, that's all. There's just pretty people.
There are. I think it's silly to pretend that there aren't and that you don't see them.
Yeah. Yeah. I have watched couples get mad at each other over noticing someone. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes you just notice the human eye is attracted, no pun intended, you know, towards certain kinds of symmetry. Those kinds of symmetry do change from decade to decade. But at the same time, a pretty person is a pretty person.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth or Henry Cavill is not going to walk past me without I take them from head to toe, you know, and go, Jesus
up and down.
Christ. Even I noticed when Henry Cavill came out of the ocean in Man of Steel,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was gut. I mean, it was, you felt it deep down when he just comes running up out of the ocean. It's like, fuck. You know, Chris Hemsworth takes his top off in the Thor movies, and it's like, fuck. Jesus, look at that. You know, that's all. If I had a genie and I got three wishes, what would the first one be? I want to look like Chris Hemsworth in the first Thor movie. And a porn star, Dick. Just saying. Not too much.
Maybe,
nothing excessive.
Maybe he has one. Maybe you just need his body.
Oh, he probably does. Fucker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number five, spending time apart.
Okay.
I don't need that.
I don't either.
Relationship.
I actually really like being with you, and that's a big deal because people annoy me. Like, I get annoyed with people very easily. I can only spend so much time with somebody. But with you, it works.
Yeah, I get sad when you're out of town.
I get so homesick.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time together, especially even in our office now. But it works for us.
It seems to. I mean, I'm content. I'm happy.
Do you get annoyed with me? Do I drive you crazy?
Sometimes,
I know,
yeah.
I drive you crazy because I talk too much.
No, sometimes you get bored.
I get bored all the time.
Yeah. And you start poking and tickling and acting, you know.
What, pacing.
A little silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not, it's an affectionate annoyance.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like that I'm your person to bother when you have to bother somebody.
You are.
Yeah.
My number one.
That's me. Yeah, I mean, in the future, I'm sure there will be times we spend apart more often than not. But for the last few years, it's just been me and you at the hip.
Well, I appreciate that you are okay with me going out and doing my own thing. I don't know the example of what they're talking about, but yeah. It's like to be in a relationship where someone's so obsessed with you that you can't go out and do your own thing. That's really difficult.
Let's make something clear. I'm obviously obsessed with you. Right. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, going back to my atheist thing, I've only got so much finite time on this planet that for the most part, I don't feel jealousy. Or if I do, I just sort of shove it aside because it's a stupid emotion. You know, you're either okay with something or you're not. And if you want to go out with your buddies and do shit, you should go out with your buddies and do shit. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's something I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to an opera with a friend soon.
Yeah.
I'm not bent about that. I like opera. I just don't care for this particular opera very much. Mm-hmm. And I believe I'm at work that night.
You are.
And you know, so I don't have the FOMO, you know, very much. I'm sad I'm not going and doing something with you. Mm-hmm. But the truth is it's like, you're going to have a good time. You're going to have fun. You're going to be with a buddy, you know, and I want all that for you. I want you to have that sense of completion. We can't be together 24/7.
Right.
You know, we just can't. And every once in a while, you know, who gives a shit? You want to go out dancing? Go out dancing. You want to go out to dinner with a buddy? Go out to dinner with a buddy. You want to have lunches with a guy who sends you poetry and tells you what a piece of shit I am, you go right ahead and do that. You know, I got to admit, though, gentlemen, for those of you that hit on my significant other all the time, could you maybe make it a little less personal about me? Could you? I'm fine. She's here because she wants to be. I'm not holding her hostage, for fuck's sake. And you are not some Lothario, some goddamn God's gift to my missus. You're not. You're just being creepy.
Thanks for that, honey. I appreciate that.
I mean, that's really it. Well, I mean, and of course, I'm taking the personal thing on that. You get hit on a lot, you know, which I understand is just part of the terrifying experience of being a woman in this modern age. But don't tell me you don't. You do.
I was going to say, it's not that I get hit on randomly a lot, but I get...
You get declarations of eternal love.
I get proposed to.
I know. What the fuck, guys?
Several times.
And at least one lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you want to be where I'm at. But guess what? This seat is taken. I am here and I have no plans of going anywhere. Okay? And you're not Chris Hemsworth enough for me to even consider the possibility. But if Chris Hemsworth hits on you, you will absolutely be taking him up on that, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you're going to tell me all about it.
He's on my list now? By default?
Yeah, he's on your supplemental list of, honey, you gotta, because I can't. You know?
Okay.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean...
Is that all right?
I'll accept.
I'll throw Henry Cavill on there, too, if that's okay.
Ooh, two? I get two for one?
Yeah, but it doesn't count with the twins. Or with the brothers.
I think it should count.
No, they're separates. They're separates. One's married, one's dating a rock star. That's two different people.
Mm.
Sorry.
I think if you can yell out Kelsey in bed and it counts for both, then it should count as one.
I'm just saying.
You yell Kelsey and both are like, huh?
While they're high-fiving over the London Bridge?
Yes. That's my dream.
You're not going to be able to yell Kelsey with your mouth full. So.
Kelsey.
Okay. Accepting your partner's flaws. Well, I'm lucky in that mine doesn't have any. You, on the other hand, have got a terrible burden to carry around with just the dump truck full of flaws that I have.
Oh, please.
No, I really do. I'm a mess.
I am too.
Not really. You're smart, you're witty, you're funny, you're pretty. What do you got? What's a flaw?
I'll think about it.
Okay. You see if you can come up with something by next week.
I'll try and find something.
You know? Whereas me, you know, I apart from the fact that people have called me a narcissist, I'm not a narcissist. I'm just cocky.
Yeah, you're
not. I have imposter syndrome so bad, it's insane. You know, all of the time.
Yeah, it's so rough.
Yeah. You know, I've been doing the kind of work that I do since I was in my teens. I'm good at it. I know I'm good at it. But I'm old now and I can't find a fucking job. And it gets in my head, mm-hmm. you know, and that's part of my imposter syndrome, is it's like, yeah, I deserve this. I have this coming.
Aw, it makes me sad.
No, it's part of the makeup. It's part of being ground down and insulted and called names for 23 years and, you know, 20 plus years. It's all of that. It's, yeah. you know, it's, it was, it, it's, it starts in my childhood. Mrs. Baumgartner, my kindergarten teacher, when I was out with chickenpox. I don't know if I told the story last week or not. I know I've told it recently. But when I got back, and again, I had ADD. I was a hyperactive kid. I'm not saying I was this fucking cherub. But when I got back, she, in front of the entire class, said, "We were happier when you were gone."
She did?
Oh, yeah.
What grade was this?
Kindergarten. Mrs. Baumgartner.
The fuck?
It wasn't until I got to the third grade.
Oh, that's awful.
That a teacher named Mrs. Butterfield actually made me feel welcome in a room at that school. I don't care who you are. That fucks you up.
Yeah.
You know? Obviously I'm remembering something from kindergarten that crystal clearly.
Yeah.
You know, it's been with me now. You know, for what, 40 some odd years? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let it go. And and you weren't even born yet when she broke my heart.
Let's put it that way. Sad.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's it. And it's like, I've had wonderful teachers along the way that have said incredibly kind things to me, you know, all the way through college. And nothing that any teacher has ever said has really undone the damage that Baumgartner did, you know, when I was a kid. So insecurities, you know, imposter syndrome. I still, from time to time, lie because I'm in that habit about dumb shit. You know, not hardly at all anymore. You know, but every once in a while, one just flies out. It's like, what the fuck was that all about?
I know, like random about stupid shit too. Yeah. It's like, I know, I'm the same.
You know, I try not to, and I'm doing better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing as a person. It's weird that I'm still growing and trying new things at my age. You know, I'm supposed to be studying World War II and arguing about liberals. Am I not?
I just had a flashback to something I was thinking about, but I don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, you put up with my flaws quite well. And I really deeply appreciate that. I absolutely do.
Well, you do mine too.
Love is, by definition, crazy and irrational. The best love works when our irrationalities complement one another and our flaws enamor one another. It may be our perfections that attract one another in the first place, but it's our imperfections that decide whether or not we stay together. The artist Alex Gray once said, "True love is when two people's pathologies complement one another's." And I would like to think that we do.
Yeah, I think so.
And the sex is awesome.
It really is.
It really is.
All right. It really is.
We're going to take a little break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to offer some advice to people who didn't ask for it.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Time for letters.
Okay.
Time for letters. We've got a couple. Depending on how long this goes, we could get to three of them, I think. But we've only got about 15 minutes. My boyfriend, 21, and I, 18, have been dating for a few months now. He's a very athletic person who goes to the gym very regularly. Did you write this? And keeps a pretty healthy but calorie-dense diet. I'd describe his physique as muscular dad bod with very nice forearm. Did you write this? besides all that, he's also a short king, being barely 10 centimeters taller than my 160 centimeter self. I'm sorry, I'm not doing the math on that. You know, I'm just saying, she's a little taller. If we were to stop there, I'd say, don't worry about it. You know, you guys seem to be of a compatible height. At least he's taller than you. I've always found him very attractive. Not just his charisma, humor, and overall great personality, but his physical appearance, too. I've shared my fondness for all of his attributes plenty of times, and he always seems to brush it off or dismiss it. Comments about his small, chubby hands, big tummy, or dwarf appearance always seem to escape his mouth. So he makes fun of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have small hands, so you didn't write this.
You do not.
At first, I kind of dismissed it, because who doesn't like a bit of self-depreciating humor? Now I'm pretty concerned that he has serious self-image issues. It's pretty confusing to me, because I genuinely think he is objectively attractive, and so do most of my friends. I should also add that he mentioned that he put on a lot of weight and lost a lot of muscle mass since last year because of a lifestyle change. I'd usually openly ask him about something like this, but I feel like he'd just brush it off or say that I'm sweet for caring and change subjects. I'm still in high school.
Oy.
18. Jesus. I'm still in high school, and he's in college, so our friend groups don't really overlap. I don't know his friends enough to ask them, and I don't think sharing this kind of intimate information about my boyfriend with my friends is appropriate. I love this young lady. Other than the fact that she shouldn't be dating a college boy.
No, she's too young.
Yeah. But, I mean, she's really got her head screwed around this. So I'm left here asking myself, am I overreacting and he's just getting used to his body changes? Or is he really self-conscious and insecure about his appearance? Can I even do anything about it? It sounds like you are, you know, you're asking him about it. You're delivering the compliments. And one thing I've noticed in my life, because I am terrible at taking compliments, is that if a person that I see regularly will drop a compliment, you know, from time to time, the more they do it, the more comfortable I am accepting it from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just compliments in general, I'm never comfortable. I always brush them off. I always try and turn that around, I think.
Yeah. It depends on the compliment, too. I'm uncomfortable with compliments about my body, whether it's positive or negative, anything. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah. Huh. What advice? I don't know. Be honest. Be straight up. Tell him, let him know that you're bothered by... the constant self-depreciation.
Yeah.
And that you know that making fun of yourself is fun, and everybody does it, and sometimes it's actually pretty funny. But that's all you're getting, and that it's making you feel bad. And, you know, this will sound a little brutal, but if he gives a shit, he'll make an attempt.
Yeah.
You know? And that attempt will probably turn into attempts. And from my own experience, he will fail many times in a row. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you give a shit and you feel like it's worth working on, don't give up, because, you know, people that are in that habit of thinking shit about themselves, which I certainly am, you know, that is a hard one to break. That's such an easy place to put yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
it is hard. I realized that I was doing that a lot at work, so much at work that other people were picking up on that at work and making the same kind of jokes. And then it got to the point where I was like, okay, fuck off. Like, no.
Now you're hurting my feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because you set the tone. You as a person set the tone for how people interact with you. You know, so you can help him reset his tone by just doing what you're doing, you know, or you might mention that, you know, he's inappropriately aged for your relationship.
I know. I want to just read this. Can okay. I read this?
Yeah, go nuts.
Honestly, the best piece of advice I can give to younger girls trying to figure out life is to completely ignore men. I'm not being quirky or cute when I say that. I mean it seriously. Ignore men's judgment of you. Ignore their insincere compliments. Ignore their half-assed romance. Focus on developing yourself. Practice your art. Play sports. Do theater. Volunteer. Spend time with your friends. But do not put substantial effort into pleasing men. They'll be there for you to pursue when the time comes and if you want to. But nothing will waste your time more than fighting for male acceptance. I love that.
Yeah. I like this letter, but it's got too much overlap. So let's see if we can find something else. Do you mind overlap? Do you mind if we talk about personal shit?
No.
Okay.
That's fine.
My wife told people my secret. I told her in confidence. I told her things about me that I've never told anyone, and she said she would never tell anyone because that's between her and I. But tonight I decided to snoop. I know, not a good look. And I saw messages between her and her best friend discussing my secret, and that her friend told her husband. She has completely broke my trust, and I don't know what to do. Please, any and all advice is welcome. Did you set ground rules on communication? I know that I am not the be-all, end-all. I know that if you, dear, have a problem, you know, with me, sometimes I am not the best person to approach about that problem until you've got a better handle on what it is that's got you triggered.
Yeah.
And that sometimes you are going to reach out to a friend and you are going to share intimate details that I am wildly uncomfortable with you sharing, you know. But I know that that is part of what you've built as a support system. Mm-hmm. And so, I can, to a certain point, let that go. You know, one person that you tell things likes to bring them up on Facebook, and that's always annoying. So, yeah. It's okay. Shit happens. I don't mind. You know, I'm not all that bent. I know that you're doing it not in a reason where it's like, ha, 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 let's make fun of Jeff. Where you're doing it is, it's like, I'm trying to wrap my head around why he's so fucking weird.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, you have a friend.
Yes.
Who knows an awful lot about our intimate life.
Yeah.
And from time to time, we'll pop up and make little jokes in the comment section on posts.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'll show you one later.
Okay.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, our relationship is not standard.
No.
You and I, you know, it's there's so much different in what you and I share together and what you and I do together that I'm in a whole new place. I feel like a teenager again with you, which is great.
Which is crazy because you're.
Shut up. Oh, my God. All right. Now we got to go back to the list. Apparently, you found a flaw. And that's, I gave the girl relationship that her age difference with her boyfriend was wildly inappropriate. And you're over here going, I feel that feel.
I really don't. It only comes up with music and sometimes pop culture stuff like movies where I feel that our age difference.
Oh, yeah. That's why I've been torturing you with 80s movies lately. I made you watch Roadhouse this week.
I know.
Which is a movie that had an immense impact on my life, which is nuts because it is a garbage movie with a shitty plot, bad acting, you know, improbability from beginning to end. But when we were watching it, I was suddenly reminded that when I ran bouncer crews at bars when I was working as a bouncer in Denver, that my advice that I would give to the guys, my pep talks, was so much like his. That whole be nice until it's time to not be nice anymore.
Yeah.
That is a life philosophy for me now. And to remember that I got that from fucking Roadhouse blows my mind.
I didn't think it was terrible. It wasn't the worst movie that you've made me watch.
No, by that
far.
That was Valerian.
Jesus.
Which blows my mind because, like, Cara Delevingne was in it. And I like looking at her. I think she's funny. I think she's quite attractive, and yet that movie was so bad I was like, I don't care who's in this. You could put Katie Sackhoff in it and I would still want to walk out of this theater.
Yeah, and it was the beginning of our relationship. I was so excited to be sitting next to you and it was still terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was that bad.
That was bad. But on this one, I mean, you snooped my electronics once.
I did.
You did. And I know why. Because I was full of shit, and you needed to some fucking clarity, and you were not getting it.
You were gone. You left your computer on. I went over to the computer, and there was a message up. And so I read it, and then I started scrolling, and then I went down a long rabbit hole.
It was a bad rabbit hole.
It was really bad, and you came home, and I told you. In tears.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad.
So what did I do? I changed my passwords and I moved on. That's all. You know, it's that could have been a relationship ender for a lot of people, you know, but I took the moment, I took the breath, I took the beat that I needed to realize that the reason you did the thing was because I was doing a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And that was, I was trying to spare everybody's feelings. And in doing so, was totally full of shit, you know? So my bad behavior led to your bad behavior and was, let's be honest, my fault.
Well, I made bad decisions, so.
Yeah, we were going through some shit.
We really were. That was rough, but we made it out.
We did. I don't have any more letters. I mean, we could find another letter, but we're pretty much coming up on the hour.
Okay.
Look, folks. We're going to be reaching out to talk to some normal people too, like you and you, you know, as we go on. There are people in our lives that are couples. There are people in our lives that are single, and everybody has something to share. Mm-hmm. You know, all experience is a teachable moment.
True. So
if you got something you want to say, send us a letter. Pop over to leftshow.com, leave it in the comment section.
If you disagree with us, let us know.
Yeah, if you like the show, let us know. If you don't like the show, go fuck yourself. What are you listening for? Christ, you've been here an hour. I don't know.
Get a life.
Well, that was mean.
If they're listening and they don't like it.
That's fair. But they might just be doing it. Look, I know that there are people that are my political enemies that listen to The Left Show. Mm-hmm. And I know that they are because they get pretty specific when they call us out on Twitter. You know, and so for all I know, people that hate us
so funny
are
to
listening
me.
To this show for the same reason that they can get their hate on.
You're a fan.
You love us.
If you're listening this long, you're a fan.
Because it's, I will share no dirt here I haven't already shared on The Left Show. Let's be honest. I am, when I'm honest, I don't really have a filter.
Me either.
So this
as
is gonna
you
be,
know.
As we get more comfortable doing this show, it's going to get weirder. on the other hand, in a couple of weeks, we're going to start doing Patreon content for this show. And we'd love for you to join us over there. Every week that we record the shows over at Patreon, at patreon.com/dfnmedia. Sound familiar? you know, we will put content there. Right now, I'm just dropping the whole damn show on Patreon because that's easier. than us figuring out what to do with. Basically, the second segment of the show is what we'll probably be doing is Patreon once we get more participation in what we're doing here.
Okay.
So that's it. So you can join us over there. You can join us here on your favorite podcast thing. But we hope that you'll join us because that's, to me, what's most important.
Yes.
Yeah?
Please. That was fun. It was
Any
a fun show.
Any parting thoughts?
No, I had a great show with you.
I had a great show, too. Thanks, babe. I love you.
All right.